Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show. Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. A couple phone lines free if you want. 404-726-0929. We'd love to hear from you. Any question, any topic, but we'll kick things off with James in Gainesville. Hey, James.
Hey, James. Do you think we should keep Kirk Cousins around, or do you think we should cut him? In general, you know, we're sort of in a position where we might need a quarterback. And I've also heard people say that we ought to cut him and bring Joe Flacco in. I was wondering what your thoughts were on that. And secondly, because Penix was unwilling to take snaps under center, and he was more
James, you call up so good. Your questions are always good. Please stop saying unwilling.
Like unwilling. I don't think Penix is like no.
He is not saying no.
Because there's also they've called plays with him.
Because they have called plays with the under center. I love James because James has great questions. But don't say unwilling.
Right.
Uncomfortable. Uncomfortable, maybe. Unwilling, okay. No. Yeah. Unwilling, no. And please, Lord, don't go get Joe Flacco.
No, that's not a solution.
No.
I don't think keeping Kirk Cousins is either, just because of the cost.
Yes.
It would be $58 million against the cap next year to have Kirk Cousins on your roster. So I don't think you can do that. You just got to hope he plays really good the next 6 weeks.
That's it.
And then, I don't know, maybe there's a world in which he plays well enough in the next 6 weeks. And
it could happen.
They make the playoffs, and who knows.
There's no film on him this year.
Yeah, I don't want to do the thing where I'm like raining on the fun of winning a game, but I just think let's just, you know, they won one, which is good. Take the opponent into account, and then we'll just kind of see how it looks going forward.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it's going to shock anybody if Kirk Cousins doesn't look quite as sharp every week as he did Sunday against the Saints. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, Andy.
So, but maybe he will, and then we'll reevaluate when we get there. Vince is in Gwinnett. Hey, Vince.
Happy holidays, fellas.
Happy holidays to you.
So, man, you know, I don't have Facebook or Twitter because I went straight up turning into Backpage from back in the day, man. I ain't going to even lie. Hey, so James and Gainesville is asking the wrong question. His high school team was up 42-0 on Brunswick. The other team just starts a brawl.
Right.
And all of a sudden, they suspend 36 players from the Gainesville team. And the team that started the brawl, losing 42-0, they have nothing to lose and no suspensions. I don't get that. Right. Can y'all help explain that to me?
I have no clue either. I was just talking to Day-Day just a second ago. Obviously, he's dialed in with all that. And I'm sure Sam Crenshaw will talk about it, him and Coach on Friday. But I up 42-0, and Brunswick starts to fight. The biggest thing you can't do, and I'm pretty sure, and I think Day-Day was talking about it, they practiced that situation with these kids. And these kids ran on the field, and even though Brunswick started to fight, you were out there fighting. And I think that's how they view it. It is crazy because Brunswick did start the fight. Right. Was losing 42-0.
It's a playoff game, right?
And it's a playoff game.
So Brunswick can't be suspended because they don't have any games.
But I
left.
Saw that they were talking about giving them a postseason ban next year.
Oh, okay. I could see that.
Yeah, but yeah. I think,
but the reason none of their players are suspended because their season's
over. It's crazy. It's crazy that.
That really sucks.
That really sucks at all those kids. But, I mean, you can't be out there damn brawling.
Right. Because you know what they're trying to do.
You know what they're trying to do.
They know their season's over. They're trying to kind of bait you into getting in trouble, too. And, yeah, I don't know. Are they a team that could potentially win a state championship?
I don't know.
I mean, they won 42-0 in a playoff game. Yeah,
they were pretty good. The hell out of them.
In the third quarter, so it was going to get worse. I don't know, man. I obviously don't know enough about it to speak intelligently on it, but that really sucks. I mean, I hope they can find a way to win without them and keep their season going, but that's hard losing 36 guys.
Yeah, man.
Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
What's going on? Andy, Randy, what's going on, fellas?
Hello, Mo.
Hey, quick question for y'all. So, well, first of all, I want to tell Randy, hey, man, your words hold weight, bro. So you said something yesterday after I called. You said I was getting fancy and watching YouTube. I promise you, I got a phone call 5 minutes after. My best friend called me from Atlanta like, oh, so you fancy now. You doing lemon and orange peels.
Oh, right.
Instead of just salt. I said, really, bro? He was like, yeah, I would listen to the radio, man. You fancy. I said, I'll be there. So, yes, your words definitely hold weight, bro. So, my question to you all, I'm back to the turkey.
Okay.
Should I smoke the turkey? So, I work overnight. I got to go at work at 11 tonight. I get off at 7. I was going to go ahead and crank up the grill when I got off at 7 and smoke the turkey. Should I smoke it tonight, or should I just wait till Thursday morning to smoke it?
Why?
Yeah, do it Thursday morning.
Do it Thursday morning.
Yeah. You don't want to
put
it in the fridge.
And then after you done smoked it, you make sure everything is done, everybody's at the house, and you take that thing up off of there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no fear.
No.
Like, you can't be playing scared on Thanksgiving.
No, dog.
Don't think that you might get it wrong and then you have to pivot. No, you got to – you put the bird on the smoker Thanksgiving morning, and you do it right, and everybody has a great meal.
And bam, and whip out of here.
Don't be.
Were you talking about cooking a turkey for 2 days?
Yeah. We like leftovers, but not the first time.
You know what I'm saying? It's like
Thanksgiving dinner can't be leftover. You know what I mean?
You talking about smoking it for 2 days?
Yeah. Right. You're going to cook it at like 112 degrees or something? Most 48 hours?
Most slow cooking a damn turkey.
just trust your,
Yeah, man.
Trust your skills, man.
Yeah.
Throw the bird on the grill on Thursday.
It's not as difficult as people. It's really not. Dude.
They make it seem so hard.
Yeah, so all the fancy hard. Video. It's not.
Just
man.
Make sure it's thawed. Put it in there for the right amount
of
time.
And if you're frying a turkey for the first time, please. And I pray that you do this. Like Andy said, make sure the turkey's thawed. Every year, the fire department come to people's houses because they blew up their whole left side of their house because they asked, lower it slowly. Okay? Again, another situation where you're trying to hurry to get in that grease.
Yeah.
And then it rolls over onto that damn flame, and then you burn your damn shin muscle off.
You need your shin muscles for the holiday
just
season.
Just relax, man.
Also, make sure you read the pounds right, the weight of the turkey.
Yes.
Because that's really the – that's where the math comes from, right? It starts with how much does it weigh, and then that's how long you have to cook it. The guy that I bought the green egg from told me a story about how he cooked a 14-pound turkey the time that you would cook a 7-pound turkey.
Ooh.
And I don't know how he did that math. I would guess maybe Tito's might have been involved.
Ooh.
But, then you're eating raw turkey.
Ooh.
You don't want to make your family sick.
No, you don't want that. Ooh.
Yeah.
Damn,
unless
dog.
You never want them to come back for Thanksgiving.
Damn, homie.
But, yeah, now just do the math right. Pretty simple. Rob is in Rome.
Damn.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, first off, guys, I hope you have an awesome turkey day.
Thank you, brother.
Secondly, I was rolling through TikTok the other day looking at all these old Michael Vick highlights. Randy, this question's for you. Have you ever seen or will we ever see another person as dynamic as what Michael Vick was on the football field?
I don't know, dude. That
cool
dude,
question, Rob.
That dude was so different, Bunk. And, I played against Mike twice here.
That must have been pretty fun.
But no, I played once there. But I'll tell you, like, he was.
You would have had to have been Miami, right?
Yes. But his biggest thing was, like, you thought you had him. And then this dude was just out. And then you put him on that damn Georgia Dome turf. Like, those Rams playoff games back in the day where he just would just run all over people, man. Yeah. Dude, he was different. Mike was a different dude, man. So, I don't know. I don't think you'll ever find a quarterback. Well, Lamar's fast as hell, too, though.
Mm-hmm.
And Lamar can flick it. Like, Vic was, like, effortless, though.
Got his throw.
That damn ball would
come. It was so
like,
fun.
The best Michael Vick throw ever was that Philadelphia.
DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, that's the best throw I've ever seen Mike make.
Play action.
Yeah.
That thing went 75 yards in the air.
In a flick.
Perfect spiral.
A flick.
Like, that's the thing about his throws is, like, even the best quarterbacks maybe sometimes have a little wobble.
Mm-mm.
Not him. He could have thrown that thing right through a tube.
That thing used to be tight like net booty, man. That's what Mike Spiral was like, man. It was tight like net booty, man.
Myron is in Conyers. Hey, Myron.
I'll say that because, you know, I think one of Michael Vick's greatest plays was against the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it was like a cartoon.
Yep.
And he went so fast, two players thought they had an angle on him, mm-hmm. and they ran into each other.
Hell
it looked
yeah.
just like a cartoon. Oh, man, he was so fast. It was funny. But my original thought for calling is that, you know, I laugh at a lot of young guys. I've been a fan of the Falcons since 1972, and the Falcons have an overall record of like 430 something. I mean, it's under 500,
yes,
right? Their best quarterback supposedly was Matt Ryan. He only had a 500, just a little bit over 500, 530 something, winning percentage. The Falcons don't win. So my son, my son, he's like 28 now, 27, 28. He actually had the expectations that the Falcons would have a winning season this season. He had the expectations that they would make the playoffs. But I was like, before the season started, I said, listen, son, they have a rookie quarterback. They got four rookies that they're planning to have on defense, and you're expecting this sorry franchise to actually win. I'm a Falcons fan. I want them to win, but I don't expect them to win. And then you're disappointed when they don't win. Listen, the Falcons are not a winning organization. They're not on their way to being a winning organization. If you're depending on rookies and expect them to win in this mature NFL, then you're setting yourself up for disappointment.
All right, Myron.
All right, Doc. Go on somewhere, Myron.
Yeah, but my response to that is always like, all right, so then you're disappointed.
Okay.
Like, okay.
Myron, no, man, don't Myron.
What's the big deal about being disappointed?
We know, Myron, damn.
Yeah, we know.
All right, we done said that, Myron.
We're aware. But again, if the worst thing that happens is you talk yourself into your team being good and then they're not, well, then you're just disappointed.
Yeah, but all right. But Myron, like, but I tell y'all, Falcons. Yes, Myron, we know the Falcons record.
We know.
We know.
We're
well versed in it, Myron.
As anyone can be. Okay,
right? We got it, Myron.
We know. Thank you. Thank you for the history lesson. Derek is in Charlotte.
We know, Byron.
Yo, what's up, fellas? I'm going to tell you like this. You have me dying with the slow roast and the turkey for 2 hours? No.
I want the turkey to fall off the bones.
Yeah, fall off the bone. But look, I'm going to tell you like this. I've been, like, when I called yesterday about the Victory Monday, right, I had said something to my lady. I was like, you want to do some wrestling? She like, what is wrestling? So wrestling and the thing with them soaps. If you don't re-record over them soaps. Because it becomes serious, but like I said, anyway. Besides that, I want to say, due to the Panthers losing last night, the division is still up for grabs right now. So the Falcons, they still have a chance.
Yeah. No. Thanks, Derek.
Yeah.
Who's he going to wrestle his lady?
That's what I was saying. You talking about like mud wrestling or what?
I don't know.
I mean, it's Thanksgiving, at least you know. Gravy.
Yeah.
Right. Ooh, gross. That didn't sound fun.
That didn't sound fun at all, dude.
Let's take one more. Trace is in Buford. Hey, Trace.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello.
So I got a question for both of you guys.
Sure.
Andy, would you rather run up in the hole against Brian Urlacher or would you rather try and meet Derrick Henry in the hole?
Oh, God.
And Randy,
one of those things.
I know your favorite team now is the Dolphins, but growing up, who was your favorite team? And once you realized the league was a legitimate thing, did you have a preference on what team you were going to or would prefer to go to, whether that's based off of who the quarterback was, style of play, whatever the case may be, location? And so, yeah, those are my questions.
Thanks, Trace.
Hang up and listen.
I think you probably have a better chance against Lack.
I would?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. No, because Derek is going to run you over like that.
But can't that get out of the way of Derek?
Like, no. He said meet him in the hole.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. No. But like Urlacher has to tackle me.
But
I think
I think you'd be fine. No, because Lack will smack you. But I think you would be better getting tackled by Lack. Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I think Derek Henry would put you out.
I think either one of them would.
Yeah, but I think you make it.
I think I have organ failure either way.
The biggest thing for Lack's like 6'5".
Yeah.
Yeah, so like he might grab you. You might have your head in his chest. He might fall on you.
Right.
Like
none of that.
Derek Henry's gonna like yeah.
But couldn't I just get out of the way of Derek Henry because he has the ball? He's trying to score.
Yes.
So if I move, he doesn't care about me. He's gone.
No.
Urlacher's trying to tackle.
You
me.
Have to make. But he said
well, I have
he
to try
said,
to.
Yeah, you have to.
So I can't just give up.
No.
Dang it. All right.
No.
Either one of those guys is gonna murder me. So.
Yeah. No. I grew up just like everybody else. A miserable Falcons fan. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Definitely, and I like the Giants for whatever reason, too. And, no, I had no preference. I just wanted to get drafted. Yeah, no preference at all.
Worked out pretty good, though.
Yeah, it did.
Pretty good place to go.
I don't care where I want to go.
All right.
But I thought I was going to Miami, though.
Takeaways of the day.
Yes. Juwan Jennings got punched in his Juwan Johnson.
I don't know what we're doing exactly this week, but I like it. Green bean casserole, according to Randy, is great if you like it.
Yep.
Yeah, Randy has evolved because of his green bean casserole takes.
Yes.
We need to devolve. We need to do. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11.
Watch out now!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.